very warm welcome here to the podcast of Skillionaire. This podcast is about stories that stick and strategies that scale. I have today a very good guest that talks about another form of transformation, another form of scaling. Business is not only scaling after strategies, sometimes it is more than that, real implementation and alignment. And on that note, I am happy to welcome Igor Sivov today in the podcast. I'm happy to have you here. And I had the pleasure to be, I'm going to tell later on a little bit more about my own experiences with you. But now I would like to know, if nobody ever met you before, who you would and how you would introduce yourself.
And first, thank you very much for invitation to your podcast studio. And, you know, introduction of ourselves is one of the important things in our life. And I have a lot of clients around all over the world with whom I work according to introduction. And I want to tell you that each way, each situation is different. And introduction is always different. For example, if you in podcast, it's one way. If you, for example, in the group of your parents of your kid, you can introduce yourself in a different way. Yes, if you're with a business structure, with the business people, you will introduce. You can feel how you can be useful for them. So here I can introduce to you that I'm Igor Sivov. I'm 45 years old. I'm a life coach. I am a father of the four kids.
Wow, I adore that. And I got to know them, some of them, I think.
Yeah, you know one of them. So I have my very popular walking meditation around all over the world. More than 1,000 people go through that meditation. I work with the people to help them to open their hearts for themselves and to help them to open their way, to open their door. Some people call me person who give the key. I'm the key man.
And
a lot of people, like maybe the last maybe 1.5 years, my client call me like key man. Because when I began 10 years ago of my way with a psychologist and everything, because I'm also the magister of psychoanalysis, and I'm trying to be very useful for the people. I'm trying like to push them. You need to see, you need to go there. This is your future. This is the bright future. And then of my mentor told me, Igor, don't push the people. You just need to give them the skill to show them, to switch on the light. And if they see, they can go into the door. Mm-hmm. If not, you are not the God.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's so powerful.
Yes, don't take the role of the God and say, oh God, thank you. I'm not the guy also. I'm like a person who can give you the key, who can switch on your light. And I can also only tell, look, can you see on a different way? Look here. This is the door. This is the key. The key, this is the new skill. You can use it. I'm here. I'm not far. I will help you. Don't be afraid.
That is so powerful. Thank you for this introduction. I tell you also why I think this is so powerful, because it resonates so much with me. 5 years ago, when I was 45, I was actually in the same shoes where I started to make people successful, want them to be successful.
Yeah.
And if they was not yet on the way where they are supposed to receive, be able to receive what they wanted to hold, I was pushing them so much. And with that behavior, I pushed people also away from me. So it's a very important skill. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Tell me a little bit about your walking meditationist journey. When you started to feel helping other people, where yourself had actually discovered there was a need of letting also something go. Tell me.
I think it was maybe nearly five, six years ago. And on the same time, I have my first walking meditation with Joe Dispenza on his retreat in Turkey. And it was in the 4 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. It was the first my walking meditation. And Joe Dispenza create a great product, especially with the meditations. And that meditation was about your future.
Mm-hmm.
But when we think about the future, we just think that something should happen.
Mm-hmm.
Some when.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work with the scientists and we work with your mind, you clearly begin to understand when you think about your future, which does not exist,
mm-hmm.
it means there is all your thoughts, all your like dreams, they go like from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because the future is no exist. I have one very beautiful explanation about the life. Yesterday is a history. Tomorrow is a mystery.
Mm.
Today is a gift.
Yes.
And on that walking meditation, the main thing what you need to understand and to feel when you open your eyes and you begin to walk with the music, with the sound, with everything, you need to feel the person who you are on your future.
Mm-hmm.
The person who already have everything what you dreamed before.
Mm.
Who is that person? You need to feel it now.
Mm.
Not tomorrow, not from 1 year, now. And on that meditation with Joe Dispenza, when I felt myself the first time, who am I in the future? It was unbelievable. I can't explain it in the words. So I was like a flying.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think I was like up on, it was on the beach. I was like up on the beach and I was like walking. I didn't feel the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Joe Dispenza came to me.
Mm-hmm.
His personal. And because all of people, they go to have a breakfast. And after that meditation, I thought it's better to go to the hall, to the room where was a retreat. And I was walking alone and I've heard that a golf car was like behind me and stopped. And as I've heard the signal, it's like go in a different like way. And I turned around and saw like Joe Dispenza go out from golf car, came to me and asked me, look, what is your name? I said, oh, Igor. And he told me, you know, I'm like working huge amount of years. And I've never seen before when the person like was flying without touching the ground.
Wow.
Yeah. And we was spoke with him like maybe 7-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that on that moment was chosen everything in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Not life, in my mind. Life, it's only now.
Mm-hmm.
And from that moment, everything around me and inside me became changing.
Mm-hmm.
And on that period, I understood that I have something very clear in my mind. And I need to share about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to share mm-hmm. with the people. Because for me, it's very easy to feel a person.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's most important not to tell the person what I feel about him, yes, tomorrow or after
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. I feel everything,
mm-hmm.
but I can't tell him. I mm-hmm. can't. Because if I will tell a person, his mind will build the future from my words.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
can't. It's not working on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's work only when the person go through his steps,
mm-hmm.
feel himself, and make his own decision.
Mm-hmm.
And only what I can do, it's like, you know, with the kid, when you read the kid the book, mm-hmm. you know already the finish of mm-hmm. the story, but you don't tell the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you see his reaction,
mm-hmm.
you speak with him, yeah, but you already know
mm-hmm.
what the fairy tales will end.
Yes.
This is the same. When I work with a client, I already know from that reality what will happen then,
mm-hmm.
but I can't tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very protective.
Yeah.
It's very protective to allow also your clients to discover yeah. their own journey. So what you actually let go is the planning and the future, but actually bending time somehow that you saw yourself in the future and know what steps are ready to take in the presence to have a successful, your own journey. Your own journey yeah. needs to be successful. And that's what was then actually in that very moment with Joe Dispenza. Yeah.
Yeah, it was started from that period with him.
Okay, that's very good. Now, I wanted to get here to your next step because we are so about picking your brain.
Yeah.
And later on, we're going to start how you bring the effect of successful entrepreneurship maybe or life to other people. But staying in this moment when you met Joe Dispenza and until now, what did you execute it right away?
You know, it was like a huge or interesting book. So when you began to feel yourself,
mm-hmm.
like who you are, mm-hmm. of course, something you don't feel it in material world, mm-hmm. but you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And on that moment around you, new people, new mentors, new coaches, new books, new information, new knowledges is just come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything what you need is to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, they have information, they have knowledges, they read book, they go to the transformation work class, different things, but they don't use that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have it on their pocket, but mm-hmm. on the back, but they don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for them to live in the previous day.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, when we wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
we are the same person which was yesterday in the morning.
Mm.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
If you, for example, during the day, you have some knowledges. For example, we met with you with a gladiator summit, mm-hmm. yeah? And it was a lot of people, they take information.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, during the day, when the person take information and the next morning he wake up and he didn't use anything from yesterday,
mm.
the mind will it burn out.
Mm.
It's deleted.
Yes.
It's don't use it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't need it in your life, I will delete it.
Mm-hmm.
So from that moment, from Joe Dispenza, I've learned a lot from what I know, what I take from my coaches, from my mentors, from the people, I need to make it every day.
Mm.
For example, with Joe Dispenza, he has like online course also where mm-hmm. he asks people, please, from that day, begin to brush your teeth from the different hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I was brushed my teeth before with my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it on the left hand and it should be 60 days. So the first 2-3 days, it's very uncomfortable. Your mind, again, oh, what are you doing? You can make it with your right hand. What for you use the left hand? It's very uncomfortable. It's uncleaning. Please stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the first 2-4 days. I'm continue. So the 60 days was the end.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the group people, they began write on the chart, oh my God, this is 60 days off. I will take my brush to my hand, again. And I ask myself, Igor, this is the real what you want to back from the 60 days?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can continue? I continued and never
changed.
Never.
Mm.
Until now.
Mm-hmm.
I brush my teeth with the left hand. It's more than 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never back to my right.
Interesting. And that's such a good analogy to actually moving forward, to developing and use the skills that you're gaining. Very good. You have a particular word for all of this that comes from Russian language. You need to help me because it's I would
проявление.
Have to... Проявление,
yeah.
And explain me what is behind that.
So it means when you can show yourself to that world.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people think that to show yourself to that world, it can be from the Instagram, from the YouTube channel, from the stage, from the booth, and etc. I try to explain to people that you can show yourself to that world from your action
mm-hmm.
in your day.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the people. This mm-hmm. is, it can be, but if you can show the world yourself in the morning, what does it mean? For example, you can wake up on the 30 minutes earlier
mm-hmm.
than before.
Mm-hmm.
It means then you show yourself who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Show the world who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you begin read the new book, you open yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like проявление. It's about you.
Mm.
What can you do to yourself?
Mm.
Not for the people only.
Yes.
Because a lot of my clients come to me and ask, Igor, please help me to make more visible to that world.
Uh-huh.
I say, okay, and it's your visualization. Are you visible for yourself?
He so
asked,
powerful.
What do you mean? I told, I mean, what do you do in the morning?
Yeah.
Just wake up, take the coffee and run? It's not visible.
Mm.
Yeah. You're in the box.
Yeah.
If you want to be visible for the world, you need to be visible for yourself, from the action to yourself.
Mm.
You don't need 1 million followers. You don't need YouTube channel. No, it can be, but this is not the main. The main, then you are visible from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then you understand. And I wake up like at 5 o'clock. I make my meditation. I read the book. I'm walking. I'm running. I'm drink water. Yes, I'm like setting myself, because
mm-hmm.
for example, a lot of people now very modern words, very popular word like biohacking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told about that
yes.
on my stage.
Wow.
Like biohacking.
Tell
like,
us about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and when I met these people, yeah, they spoke with me and they describe what they do. Like, and they also use we hacking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask myself, oh, is that like good opportunity to hack yourself?
Yes.
For
Since
what?
Ever you explained that,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, he's so right. Continue.
Because, like the God like create us not to hack ourselves.
Exactly.
And biohacking, it means we don't like our body, we don't like ourselves, we don't like our soul, we don't like it. We want to hack.
Mm.
Hack system? Yes, in our life, for example, hackers, they
mm-hmm.
hack system.
Mm-hmm.
So they like push you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They break something.
In. Yeah.
Why do you want to break you in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up and like, I am a biohacker. So you want to hack yourself. You want to destroy something in you.
Mm.
And then I began to use bio setting.
Mm.
Yeah. When you set, you're just setting yourself during the all day in the morning. When you wake up, you don't hack yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't destroy yourself. You don't fight with yourself. You just setting. And then you already go to the world to be visible to the world.
Mm.
Now, before you're visible for yourself,
mm.
and then you're visible to the world. A lot of people, they want to be visible to the world
mm.
from the millions of viewers and so on, but they don't visible from themselves.
I feel I can have this conversation for a whole long day together with you. But as I always listen to when I attend, like, for example,
yeah.
the Gladiator Summit, I pick this up as a very big point to bioset yourself, not to biohack yourself. And everybody I come across to say, I'm not biohacking, I'm biosetting.
Yeah.
I make a really big impact on there. I was like, okay, I need to refer. Thank you for that one. But, you know, also I wanted to come back. What profound words did you say that people wanted to be seen, you know, but are they seen by themselves? And just yesterday, somebody came across where there was an interaction, I need somebody. I need somebody to fulfill myself, to make myself complete. That was actually
yeah.
the right explanation of this person. And I think this is the wrong setting. You need to first be responsible for yourself, complete yourself before you bring somebody else in the game.
Yeah.
And I think also for my life, this has been the biggest lesson, to let go things that we think to be responsible for,
yeah.
including our children. I'm not saying to, you know, abandon them, but especially I see this in mothers. They are in business. They abandon themselves so
yeah.
much until they realize what and how long they have left themselves alone before
exactly.
they take care. And that is totally not a good role model. And that is something that I discovered on myself on a very big journey when I came 4 years ago to Dubai because I said all the time, I have to work because I'm the only provider for my children. That was such a big excuse. Yeah. That was such a big excuse. And so my own children rubbed it into my face until I learned that I am there to care for myself. Yeah. And that is such a big responsibility towards your children.
Exactly.
And I'm glad you have the same mindset. Thank you for showcasing. And I think this is also a situation where a lot of people get their success torpedized. Mm-hmm. Could it be?
Yeah.
What do you see in business owners, business persons, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and all these people that you're working with? What do you see is their biggest shifting point? Is that to watch yourself?
One of the most big challenges on the life of the people who like in the big success, like they think, this is they don't feel any motivation. Before it was motivated, for example, the money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make 100,000. I want to make 1 million. I want to make 1 billion, 100 millions and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Then it increase. But the space for the visible themselves is become less and less.
Mm-hmm.
So they create business. They create a great things, really. But on that way, they do not have any minute for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they like lose control about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no any motivation because they have everything what they want. I don't know, cars, buildings, you know, things, flights, travels. But during 1 year, they want to find something. You know Alan Pease?
Mm-hmm.
Alan Pease is one of the greatest author in the planet. He has 18 bestsellers,
mm-hmm,
or books. And he was one of my favorite writer. And 2.5 years ago, he came to me to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And we were creating with him together a special workshop,
mm-hmm,
for a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Alan Pease. And on the end of the day, he asked all people, if you want to ask me the question, please, yes, you can ask. And my son, you saw him,
mm-hmm,
Miron.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about that,
okay,
that he has in his mind. So he went to the microphone and asked, dear Alan Pease, I know you like more than 2 days, but mm-hmm, I've heard a lot about you from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you, you have 18 bestsellers. And I know what was your motivation. You told us before,
mm-hmm,
during the workshop. And are you ready to make your 19 bestseller? And if you're ready, what will motivate you?
Mm-hmm.
And Alan Pease was shocked about that question. He told, oh my God, this is one of the greatest question in my life. I've never had this question. And he told to Miron and to whole room that this is the big problem now for him, to find motivate inside him,
mm-hmm,
to begin to write the 19 book, mm-hmm, bestseller. And he tried a lot of things. Yeah, he already more than 80 years old. He also with the challenge with his cancer when he was 40.
Mm-hmm.
So all doctors told him that he should die from like 1 year, and he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So he was fight with them. Yes, he mm-hmm was changed his mind,
mm-hmm,
in everything. That's why he began to become very popular, because he changed his mind. When he wrote his first bestseller, he didn't know about that it was very famous.
Mm-hmm.
He just wrote because he felt, I need to show people what I knew,
mm-hmm,
yeah, to share with them.
Mm.
And now when he is more than 80, he told that it was the motivation, I want to become rich, mm-hmm, then I want to become famous, then I want to build my business, then I want to give my children education, then I want to build my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is end of his list.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is told me, like, Igor, this is one of the big question now to motivate myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also this is a lot of people in business. They don't tell about that,
mm-hmm,
but they create new businesses. They create something new to motivate themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you imagine that everything will stop, yeah, in our world, it can be like this.
Mm.
Yeah. What will motivate you when your businesses stop?
Mm.
What will motivate you if you can't travel?
Mm.
What will motivate if you can't go out your home?
Great questions.
Yeah. That's why people want to create something outside of them
mm-hmm.
to motivate them.
And where it is so important to have it inside.
Yes. And I'm trying to show them, to give them the right key to their heart, to open it. Yes, to motivate themselves inside. And often when they feel it, they begin to understand that the money, for example, and the power they have, it's not about the material world. It's mm-hmm. about for the creation, something very useful for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then begin to create something very useful.
Mm.
And this is their motivate to create something new. It's not publicity, can be.
Mm.
Yes, it can be for them. I want to share with the people, with the kids. I want to create something for the scientists, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the kids, and something very new for that world. And this is one of the big motivation of that people, to create something very useful
mm-hmm.
to that world.
So deep, thank you. But what has actually brings me to the same or the next question? What has motivated you
yeah.
to choose walking meditations? And you do this not with only 10, 15 people. You have something bigger in mind,
yeah.
right? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, my motivation of walking meditation, for example, more than 2 and 3 years, I was made it with only Joe Dispenza meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will go together and they listen to Joe Dispenza voice. And then a lot of people ask me, Igor, please, can you make it? Maybe you are ready to make it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I told, I don't want to like to translate. This is mm-hmm. Joe. This is his meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somewhere mm-hmm. I'll create my meditation. But also on that moment, I didn't recognize that I like jump to my future, which is not exist. Yeah, so I told myself, oh, I will,
uh-huh.
somewhere I will.
Mm-hmm.
It means like a procrastination, yeah? So
mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything for that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my mentors, when he met me 2 years ago, he told me, Igor, I know about your walking meditation, what you made, but this is the time, the right time for you to create your own walking meditation. I said, okay, maybe I will. It's like, it's a long process. He said, no. Remember what you're talking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, today, make the date when you will release walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I back to myself, I said, oh my God, yes, it's true.
Powerful, right?
Yes, and I text my team that from 30 days, from 1 month, I will release my meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing on that day. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. You just made that decision?
I just make a decision. Mm-hmm. And then I just look around what will happen
mm-hmm.
like as in my world. And then from 3-4 days, I have a podcast in my studio with one of my guests. And when the podcast was finished, my guys from the studio, the technical guys, he came to me and told, Igor, I don't know how it's happened, but we have 1 more hour for you. If you need studio, you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's free now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh my God, this is the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I stay alone in my studio. I take the headphones, switch on my music, and in one double, I make the walking meditation. I close my eyes and I just imagine what I want to make for myself in walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it for myself.
Wow.
With one time. And then my team created a special music for that.
Mm-hmm.
And like we was from the 30 days, it was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now my, like not my dream, yes. And right now I'm thinking, yes, I'm manifestate. I'm also do the action. I want to make walking meditation here in Dubai with more than 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Why here in Dubai? Because... Mm-hmm. The Sheikh also Mohammed told that he wants for his people here in Dubai, the life here, not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of people ask him, the Sheikh of Dubai, of Uwaye, why you like build so fast?
Mm-hmm.
Why you want to be so fast? And he answered, because I want to create the life for my people right now,
mm-hmm.
not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that meditation the same.
Mm.
This is meditation, walking meditation is about not your future, it's about your present.
Mm-hmm.
Create your present right now. Don't wait tomorrow. Don't wait from 1 year. Create it now. But not just create it and think, you need to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
How our Sheikh Muhammad, he's really feel the future in his present days.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is made it happen. And we see it in the town.
Tell us the plans of this 1,000 walking people.
Yeah.
In the meditation. I had the pleasure to be one of your guests at one meditation. I don't even know, was it the first one or the second one? I don't know how many meditations events you already had. But I made time at this very day and it was like kind of, wow. I remember every single step I was doing for myself in this present time. And it was powerful. I can only recommend everybody.
Yeah.
Tell us more. When we get the energy accumulated with 1,000 people, that must be such a mind-blowing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because, for example, my first walking meditation with the Joe Dispenza was with 4,500 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 4,500 people in one very big beach, yes. And you feel it before it's start.
Mm.
Yes, and of course, if it will be more than 1,000, we'll be happy. But now I began to speak with the government, with the businessmen. So we need to create a team now, yes, to organize everything. Because I'm sure that the people, when they will hear about that, they can arrive here. Yes, mm-hmm. they can, like a tourist, mm-hmm. only because they will understand, I want to be one of the part of this event.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be part of this.
Mm.
Yeah, when the people together in the different countries, yes, they will stay, they will in one place, yeah, with their headphones and will feel it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's incredible. I can't explain how can you feel. You can also only come, yeah,
and feel.
If you live in Dubai, please welcome. I make it maybe 2 times per month.
Yeah.
You can invite. It's absolutely free for everyone. You can come. You can feel it. You can then meet the people. Yes, we have a breakfast. We speak about that. So we change their feelings, what the people feel inside. So I want to make it like on the end maybe of the autumn or beginning of the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly the dates. Like we are now only thinking about that, but already I'm creating, so I began feeling now.
Mm.
Now I'm feeling that it's already happened.
It is already happened.
Yeah.
In my mind, you're already there.
Yes, I'm already there because I know what it will be for the people.
Mm.
Yes, what it will be for them. It's not the push, yes, from that meditation, it's only 55 minutes, but after that 55 minutes,
it is.
Yeah, you was there.
Yeah.
Yes, you think, oh my God, this is me.
Mm.
This is me real.
Mm-hmm.
Without any thoughts, because we have more than 70,000 thoughts during the day.
Mm.
Yeah, this is the scientist. It's not like a spiritual. The scientist told us, look, we have 70,000-80,000 thoughts during the day and less than 1% about us.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 1%. And during that meditation, when in 55 minutes, you have no any thoughts, only one about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're not only helping others to scale real business and to find their motivation, but you also scale your own meditation and walking techniques and all of this. I am very happy to have you on the podcast. Let me have you some rapid questions. Tell me, one belief that you had to unlearn.
To wake up at 4:30 a.m.
Mm, I know that one. One truth that most people avoid.
About themselves.
Mm. To give everything first to others.
Yeah, from themselves. It's very hard.
Mm.
To understand who you are.
To understand who you are.
Because we create ourselves because of the social things, about the social mind.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be similar like somebody.
Mm.
We want to be similar like different business strategy, businessmen or women want to be similar, like very famous, beautiful, and so on. And when you ask yourself, and who am I? One time I asked myself, like 13 years ago, who am I without the chair? Because I have a big position.
Mm.
And who am I without this chair? Who am I without this position? Without this position?
Mm.
And I am gone. I was like, I leave everything. And I was alone with myself. It was not easy period, because you try to understand, oh my God, this is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was creating something very special, very useful, but not for me, for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And for people, for my, like, for my boss, for everyone. I want to be very good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But when I leave, it was, oh my God, it's so empty. I need to fulfill myself. And my journey was begun from that.
I think a lot of people have the need right now in this scenario that Dubai is to join your meditation, because everything is shifting around, everything is changing. A lot of people are defining themselves through what they are, positions they have, and, you know, cars they drive and all of these materialistic things, but don't know really who they are. Wow, so powerful. And then we have one more. Coming to that, exactly, this right now situation that we are in. If someone feels lost now at this very moment, what do you suggest them to do right now? Feels lost in his life, in his doing.
When the people think that they're lost, they're lost. Mm. So I work also with different sportsmen.
Mm.
And if sportsmen think that he can lose, mm-hmm. he will.
He already lost.
And he will not be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you will be ready, I want to be the first.
Mm-hmm.
I will do everything to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm ready to make it step by step. Today I can be the third or fourth,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is my step to my success, step to my first place.
Mm-hmm.
So if people think that this is lost, they will be very upset.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have to give it a little bit more here. This morning, for example, I spoke to a very renowned business owner, and he said, I've done everything, Angela, I lost everything. I cannot do anything anymore. It's going down, especially under this situation. So he's in the field of hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell him when he's talking about lost everything? I have many ideas of where I can see opportunities. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a God gift that I have. I see everywhere opportunities, even if the most upsettest situations. But how to transport this to these persons?
You can imagine that this is the cup, this is we are.
Mm.
Yeah. And for example, inside this is we have a clean water, the coconut. It's a clean water.
Yeah.
It's very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that this is your friend. Here's a cup. This is a physical body. This is his mind.
Mm.
And inside, very dirty water.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell them, look, you can be very clean, you need to do something action for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first you need, yes, pull down all dirty things what you have inside, and then you fulfill this escape, yes, your body,
mm-hmm.
with a new one, with mm-hmm. a new water, with a new mind.
Mm-hmm.
So with the first, what I do with people when they come and ask that kind of question, because on that moment it's not very difficult, it's impossible to tell them something new.
Mm.
It's impossible, because their cup, it's full of dirty water.
Mm.
We need to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And and also only he can. Mm. Okay, we can help.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do, like, because, okay, come, can, for example, go to the walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on that walking meditation, for example, yeah, 55 minutes, your cup will be empty.
Mm. And when is your next walking meditation?
Yes, I think maybe we will make it in the middle of April.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and then when you have a full, like, empty your cup, it can be only you meditate, yes, when you, without any thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people think about his loss, about his fears, this is inside.
Mm.
How can take it out? Don't think about that. And then when you don't think about that, yes, this is the right moment. This is a window. Mm-hmm. We have a window to fulfill with a new one.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use that window, it will come again. The dirty water will come again.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do on meditation, for example, we open the window and we tell you, look, now you're empty. Mm-hmm. And you have the chance to feel yourself, to fulfill yourself with that emotions, with that things, thoughts, what you want to create your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice. If you want to back, it's your choice. I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
What I can do only, yeah, to give you the space for that moment.
Wow. Спасибо. Thank you so much for this profound interview. I really like the way you think, the way how you take those things and the way how you give people the key.
Yeah, thank
to
you.
To the tool of doing and implementing about themselves. So it's
thank you so much.
It's, I think, our biggest lesson and our biggest goal in life to learn about us
yeah.
and take care of this.
Yeah, for sure.
Being that we are here with.
Exactly.
Mm, yeah. Thank you so much, Ivo, for being here. And that was another episode of Skilliness with stories that really stick. And strategies that scale. So if you like this episode, I'm happy to receive a thumb up and hit the follow button or mark the bell for to see much more of these kind of interviews and help us spread the word. For Igor, for example, share this video when you wanted to maybe invite somebody to a walking meditation. We put all of the things into the show notes and the info box. You will find all the details.
Thank you. Thank you, Angela. Thank you so much. Done.
Did you like it?
Yes, great, amazing.